USA News, I'm John Schaefer. With the president's signature, the debt ceiling bill will become law today, beating Monday's deadline when the U.S. could have defaulted.
It was critical to reach an agreement, and it's very good news for the American people. No one got everything they wanted, but the American people got what they needed. We averted an economic crisis.
Speaking from the Oval Office last night, the president praised House Speaker McCarthy and other congressional leaders for being able to work together to get the bill passed. Three trains collided in eastern India, resulting in nearly 300 deaths and over 1,000 injuries. The incident occurred early Friday when a passenger train derailed and hit two other trains. Authorities anticipate the death toll will rise since many passengers remain trapped in the wreckage. Former President Trump says he's at least as innocent as Vice President Pence, who was recently cleared of charges involving classified documents found at his Indiana home. The Justice Department confirmed on Friday that no charges would be brought against Pence. Trump took to Truth Social, emphasizing his expectation of being fully exonerated and denouncing the situation as a hoax. Another state is taking action on gender-affirming care for minors.
Texas becomes the 19th state to do so after Governor Greg Abbott signed a bill into law Friday. It takes effect in September, banning health care providers from prescribing hormones or puberty blockers to minors and from performing surgeries that help with gender transition. There are exceptions for those already in the process or who have been through mental health counseling. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Bill Cosby's attorney is addressing a lawsuit from a former Playboy model accusing him of assault. The suit, filed in Los Angeles County this week, claims Cosby approached her at a cafe in 1969, drugged and raped her. Cosby's lawyer stated that the allegations lack evidence or factual basis. The 85-year-old entertainer, previously convicted of sexual assault, was recently released from a Pennsylvania prison after serving 3 years when his conviction was overturned. This is USA News.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
South Florida's flood watch is extended into the weekend due to Tropical Storm Arlene. Broward, Miami-Dade, and Palm Beach counties are affected until this evening. Rainfall of 1 to 3 inches, scattered showers, and thunderstorms may cause flooding and gusty winds. Arlene is the first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. Churchill Downs, the renowned racetrack of the Kentucky Derby, is halting racing operations to investigate safety concerns. In the past month, 12 horses have died from injuries at the track with no specific cause or pattern identified. The suspension will start on June 7th and continue for the duration of the spring meet, which runs through July 3rd. Florida voters could very well decide if recreational marijuana should be legal in the Sunshine State.
The State Division of Elections says that backers of a proposed constitutional amendment have gathered more than enough petition signatures to put the question on the November 2024 ballot. It will now be up to the Florida Supreme Court to decide whether the initiative meets legal requirements to go before the voters. Opponents of legal recreational marijuana have until June 12th to submit briefs to the court. Supporters will have until July 5th to respond to those briefs. I'm Brad Siegel.
The NHL Stanley Cup Final Game 1 takes place today. The Vegas Golden Knights are hosting the Florida Panthers. It's the Panthers' first trip to the final in more than 25 years and the Golden Knights' second time in their short six-year history. Neither team has won the Stanley Cup before. That means this year there will be a first-time champion. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.